Paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
King of Crash. The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud. Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I was off sides there with the good, bad, and ugly whistle. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi. I didn't think it was going to work before. Of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning, except for next Sunday morning. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of an item. If you think you have something that might be valuable enough to put in a Huggins and Scott auction, you can give us a call. We'll try, and we've got Bill Huggins right here with us. We'll try to let you know if we think it'd work in it, and we're going to mix in some items that are already up for the Huggins and Scott October-November auction. Bidding begins Halloween, October 31st, and goes through November 10th. A lot of neat items on the site already. They're updating those every day. And we're giving away. Last week, people seemed to like this prize. I've got more of them, so we're going to give away another one this week. A Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box from 2016. This Topps Heritage is for guys that like to build sets. This is the set for building now. Yep. There's not a lot of guys that do it like they used to.
It was a fun product to open. I opened up a couple boxes myself.
Very fun. They have some nice hits. If you get some of the autographs, are real good in it. So a 2016 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner right to their door if they email Vince at ERC Delivery after he announces. And by Thursday of this week, did you guys happen to see Sam, according to Sam Farmer in today's Tribune, after the big win over the Steelers last week, Eagles fans have now renamed their state Wensylvania for Carson Wentz. Boy, I'll tell you, what a rookie quarterback. He's looking really good. And
he's got
defense.
The intangibles to really be just on the top of the quarterback for a long time.
It's like I was talking about where it didn't look like Goff was ready with the Rams to do audibles yet and really just read the defenses. Wentz is doing it like a five-year veteran pro bowler.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
I hope he keeps it up. It'll be interesting to see. Looks like he's going to be really good. And then now looking at the Huggins and Scott, some of the items there, basketball, I'll tell you, if you don't collect basketball or you didn't collect basketball from vintage stuff or from the 80s, the Jordan stuff, you've missed the boat. Some of this basketball stuff's doing great. Here's a 1957-58 Topps basketball, mostly mid-grade lot of 9 rookie cards, included a PSA 5 Arizin rookie. Johnny Kerr in excellent condition.
Ooh,
the old
nice.
Bulls announcer. He was actually the Bulls' first head coach. And I don't know if he still has the record, but at one point he had the NBA record for most consecutive games played.
Oh,
I don't know if
really?
He still does, but at one point he did. That's a $250 minimum bid. And then from that set in a separate lot, a Bill Russell signed 1957 Topps basketball rookie card. So it's signed. The card is a PSA 5. With a gem mint 10 autograph, a $3,000 minimum bid on that one.
Very nice.
That'll be interesting to see how that does. Bill, any favorites come in recently? Anything stands out for the October-November auction?
Well, I don't know if I told you last week, but we did get a box of Vince'll Like, an 86 Weir basketball box.
Ooh. A whole box?
Yeah.
Of 86 Fleer basketball.
Right.
Oh, jeez. My gosh. That's
what have those been going for, Bill? What do you think you're going to get on that one?
Well, they've been selling around 50,000.
Yeah, and I think it might do better than that.
Wow. Honey, if you're listening, Christmas is around the corner.
What was that, Bill?
It's sealed by baseball card exchange Steve Hart, who's the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, he has this wrap that he puts around it to sort of make it, you know, official that he's looked at it, and as long as you don't break the seal on it, you know it's an unopened box.
Wow, that's going to be, we're going to have to track that one and see what that, we'll keep updates on that one in 86. I think I've seen just one pack go for $1,000 now. Those are so hot. Oh, my gosh, because, you know, not only the Michael Jordan rookie, there's a lot of other good rookie cards in there if you get them packed fresh. Or like, Bill, you ran that one pack where you could see on the pack that there was a Jordan rookie on one side of the pack. I mean, that pack by itself went for like $6,000 or $7,000. I mean, that box is just gold right now. That's going to be interesting to see what that does. Let's see if Brian from Porter, Indiana has something to match that. What do you have there, Brian?
Good morning, Tom, Vince. I have two items. I have a Sandy Koufax 1961 card that's in pretty good shape. It's not graded. The corners look fairly sharp, and it's centered, and just wondered what you thought.
Well, you're probably at least $100 on a 61 Koufax, and then the condition is key on that. I mean, if it was crisp, like it just came out of a pack and you got it graded, I mean, you could get thousands on something like that, and, you know, if you got a 10 on it. But, you know, in that probably at least $100, and just depends on the condition on that. But it's a really nice card.
Okay, your recommendation is PSA grading?
Well, if it's really nice, you know, if you want to send me a picture of it, maybe we could, and if we don't notice anything from that, I'd say if you have a chance for a real high grade, PSA or SGC is a good vintage card grader also.
Okay, thank you.
Sure thing. Next on the line, we have Angelo from Arlington Heights. What's new, Angelo? What do you have?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
I have a 1969 Cubs team-signed baseball bat.
69 Cubs team-signed bat. Now, that's interesting. Do you have how many guys?
You know what? I didn't count, but there's a ton of autographs on there.
Yeah, you have all the biggies. You have Ernie Banks and Williams and Santo. Do you have DeRocher and Don Young's a toughie on there? Do you have all those guys?
I checked the big names. The big names are on there, and there's other names on there that I didn't know who they were, but they were part of the team. Yeah.
Yeah. Bill, do you remember running a Cubs 69 signed bat in the past?
Well, I don't know. Was it a player's model bat? Do you know who the name on the bat is? I'm sorry, I don't. I don't remember what it is. I got it at home. I forgot to look, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
I mean, there's a chance if it's a game-used bat from one of the players, that could be a gigantic plus. But, I mean, even if it isn't, as long as if it was signed in 69 and if it's not one of the reunion bats that's missing a couple of the key guys who had passed away, you're looking at 1,000-plus and maybe a couple thousand or more if it is a game-used bat.
Yeah, if you had like for instance... in the upcoming auction, Huggins and Scott has a 69-72 Ron Santo game used bat with a $1,500 minimum bid. It's got a PSA DNA grade of 10 on it. But yeah, game used bats of one of the biggies, big names from that. Do you remember how you got it, Angelo, or any paperwork with it that would describe anything?
There's some paperwork with it. This is a Cubs 69 signed baseball bat. I've had it stored away now for 15, 20 years, so okay. I don't remember everything. Do you think it'd be worthwhile for me to bring it down by you?
Oh yeah, the key would be, you know, all the details like Bill was talking about. But Bill, pretty much if it's a team signed bat, that would be good for a Huggins and Scott auction, even if it was done 20 years ago, correct? I mean, if he has all the keys.
Yeah, if it was a reunion bat, those are still getting 500 to 1,000. But if it was one done in the era there in 69-70, that's there, like I said, you're talking 1,000 plus, and I'd love to see it be a Jim Hickman gamer or something like that.
That would be awesome. Yeah, Angelo, sometimes stop into Triple Crown in Naperville with it. I'll look at it, take some pictures, tweet about it. We'll talk about it again on the show. And then if you want to send it in, it would be too late now for the October-November Huggins and Scott auction, but you could rent it in February, you know, getting people ready for spring training again. That would be interesting to see how it does, but I'd love to see it.
Sure, not a problem. Absolutely. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the line, we have Joe from Lakeview. What's new, Joe? Thanks for the call.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, so my dad's two best buddies were professional baseball players growing up. And one guy's name was Dave Bergman, and the other guy's name was Joe Zepp. I don't know if you guys remember them.
They don't ring a bell. What team were they on?
All right, Bergman used to play for the Tigers, and Zepp used to play for the Kansas City Royals.
Zepp, I've heard that name a little bit, but, yeah, I'm not real familiar with him.
All right, anyway, big long story short, Joe Zepp had a lot of ties to a lot of like, foundations and alumni options and stuff like that. And one of the things that he had kind of gifted to me, because I was actually named after Joe, but one of the items that he had gifted to me was Mickey Mantle used to hold a golf outing down in Florida, and there was always like kind of like this pamphlet / almanac kind of thing every year that he did it. And on the front of the almanac is a kind of like a painting silhouette kind of picture of him holding a bat, and he signed it right on the front, and it's been sitting up in an attic collecting dust for all, I don't know how long it is, but it's been sealed in a plastic sheet. So it's like literally in mint condition. I was just wondering, you know, what something like that might be worth.
Now, is this an original painting or a print of a painting that's numbered, or is it just like a scorecard type thing?
It's actually kind of like, so if you were to go to one of these, you know, outings or something, they would hand you a pamphlet in the beginning. It's like one of those, but it is kind of more of like a detailed kind of picture-looking painting-ish kind of a thing, but I don't think it's an actual painting. It's kind of like on a glossy kind of front sheet. So I don't, you know, I'm not really sure. And then the rest of the almanac is still intact, and there actually are a number of signatures in it for all of the other celebrities that had come to the event. They had all signed it. You know, but again, I just thought that maybe the Mantle signature on the front would probably be the one that would be worth.
Yeah, who are some of any other big name celebrities inside that? What year do you think this was?
You know, I'd have to call you guys back for more details. I wish I had more on it, but I was just wondering, you know, something like that. And then I also have one other thing that I wanted to ask you about too. I had been collecting cards my entire life growing up, obviously. And one card I have sticks out to me because it's an off-branded card. It's not like, it wasn't like a Fleer, Topps, Don Ross. It was none of those. But what it was is it was a card that I had gotten in some type of box of, like, I don't know if it was like a Cracker Jack or a cereal box or something like that. But what it is it's a picture, it's a baseball card of Michael Jordan playing for the Sox, taking a swing. And I always just thought, oh, man, someday this card's got to be worth something because it's, you know, one of these off-brand cards.
Yeah, most of the Michael Jordan baseball cards really aren't worth that much. You know, I'd have to see a picture of this one, but most of them aren't worth too much.
They were so overproduced in the early 90s.
Upper Deck made a ton of them, and then he didn't do well with it. So, yeah, not typically. I can't think of one single Michael Jordan baseball card, maybe a Holoview from Upper Deck, right. But that's about it that really is worth much. Now, there are some items of Michael Jordan in the October-November Huggins and Scott auction, all kinds of stuff. Here's something that's different. 1957 Topps Hit Stars completes graded set of 88 plus one wrapper, all graded 6 to 9. So it's sixes even are really nice, typically looking cards. Listen to some of the guys in this set. I've never heard of this set before. James Dean, Bob Hope, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elizabeth Taylor, Elvis. I mean, so very this nice. Should be pretty neat, a $400 minimum bid on that. Bill, have you seen that much in the past, or is that the first one you remember coming into one of your auctions?
I think that's the first one we've seen of that one, yeah, with all those, you know, famous celebrities in there. So
nice condition and big name celebrities. It'll be interesting to see how that does. I've never seen them. I really no idea how that'll do, but we'll keep track of.
Yeah, that program the guy had before, that'd be a good item for the auction, the one with Mantle and all those guys. If he's still listening and wants to bring that into your store, that could be a really neat item. I'm shocked if it's not dated on the front, you know.
Yeah.
If it was for a celebrity golf tournament thing. We've run several of those things, and some of them have done quite well, because depending on how old it is, you may have a lot of dead guys that sign that. Could be a very good thing.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it could be somebody like Rocky Marciano could have been in there or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see. It sounded like he was going to get back. His connection wasn't very good, so we couldn't leave him on. But it sounded like he's going to look it over, see who's in it, get back, and either send pictures or maybe bring it into Triple Crown in Naperville. So it's time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a 2016 Topps Heritage high number baseball box to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item and we use it on the show, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. You get in the drawing, which Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show. So hang in there, we'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number is 312-332-3776. We will be off next week, but don't panic. It's just a one-week thing. We're going to be off next week and be back the next week. So don't panic when you don't hear us next week. But we're giving away a 2016 Topps Heritage high number baseball box to one caller. Or if you tweet an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you tweet a picture of an item and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing for the box of cards. And let's get to, we've got some callers waiting here. We've got, let's see, waiting the longest, Dave from Plainfield. Thanks for waiting, Dave. What do you have?
Good morning, guys. Hey, my mom used to be a waitress for a long time, and she worked at Andy's Steakhouse in Oak Brook.
Oh.
And she got an Arnold Palmer autograph for me.
Now, what did he sign? He had a good signature.
It sounded like a paper coaster.
On a coaster, huh?
Yeah.
So that's a cut signature. I think probably still, you know what I would probably do is it's a good memento for your family if you could get a neat action photo or a photo you really like of Arnie and then mat that coaster underneath it and frame it. That would look really good. I would think then you're probably looking at, you know, in the $100 to $200 range, depending on how nice the frame is. But that's a great memento. And he just sounded like he was such a great guy.
And for a long, long time, he answered every fan letter. He felt if somebody took the time to send him a fan letter, he would take the time to respond.
So, yes, I've heard stories of him at outings where there would be a rain delay and he'd go out and sign for people and stuff. Yep. Just a really good guy. And he was a really good golfer. Not by any means would I say he's the best golfer that I've watched in my lifetime, but I'd say he's the most charismatic golfer in my lifetime. I mean, everybody just liked watching him play. The guy, the closest, and not in that category, but the closest of players now, I'd say Phil Mickelson is kind of like that, where he goes for it. Like Arnie used to do that. He'd always go for it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I'd say Mickelson's pretty close to that, but Arnie will always have a real good collector base. Wouldn't you think, Bill, that Arnold Palmer's stuff will always have value?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even before he passed away, his stuff was still very highly sought after, you know.
So. Yeah. I have a Nicklaus autograph, but I don't think I always wanted something of Palmer. but I never did get anything.
It's now officially on your bucket list.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we actually just got in a really nice, I think it's a Masters pin flag signed by Palmer. Single sign, looks absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that'll do. Is that going to be in the November auction?
Yeah.
Oh, that should do real well. Yeah, that's interesting. Wow, what a day Sunday with Fernandez dying in the... Oh, my gosh, that was horrible.
The tragedy of that is immeasurable.
Hey, he was so big in that community, you know, for a young 24-year-old. I mean, he sounded like a really good guy. Yeah, that was terrible
the journey
news.
For him to come to America, I think, two or three times before he actually was able to stay.
The one time, didn't he have to save his mother?
And saved his
mom. Geez. Yep. And then he drowned in like that. That was terrible. Yep. Okay, well, let's get to another one here. Nick from Westchester. Thanks for waiting. Nick, what do you have?
I kind of got an interesting collection that I started a couple of years ago. I was at the Lyndon B. Johnson Presidential Library in Austin, and I came across autographs of Major League Baseball's of world leaders. Gandhi, everything like that. And I thought, with Illinois' storied political history, how interesting would it be to start collecting from Illinois politicians? And I've, in like the last two or three years, I've gotten Mayor Daley's, Rahm's, Governor Quinn, Governor Rauner, Jesse White, Mike Madigan, and I've even, you know, gotten like Betty Lou Anne Maltese, even, you know, some of the other suburban, but, you know, more well-known elected officials. And I was just kind of wondering, you know, if that maybe had any value one day.
I think locally in Illinois, I think you can political sign baseballs are really good on the national level. You need like presidential signatures. I would go for that too. You know, pick those up.
I got Rudy Giuliani's. I got Rudy Giuliani's. I even got that Sheriff Joe Arapo out of Maricopa County. You know, just kind of ones that I find interesting.
Yeah, you know, Bill. Now, what do you think of his collection? Not being from Illinois, but you know, on a national perspective, do you think that would fly in a Huggins and Scott auction?
Well, that's almost a big question mark. I'm just not sure what type of interest some of those more local politicians would have on a national level. But we still have quite a number of bidders in the Chicago area on our mailing list. Which
I think a lot of those politicians, there's more Illinois residents would like to bat those balls into Lake Michigan, but rather than buy them. But I'm sure there'd be a good demand, you know, still. There's still, you know, fans of all those guys, I'm sure. But it's kind of interesting.
Like kind of interesting.
It is. You know, and that's part of collecting. Do whatever you like to do, and if you enjoy that, there is value to it. It's kind of neat, and you're not going to see a lot of people with that collection, that's for sure. So
I thought it would be an interesting conversation piece, at least.
So, where do you go that you get their signatures?
You know what? I'm an elected official in Westchester, so I'm in a lot of these events and circles and everything like that. And I'm down in Springfield a lot. I lobby for the firemen and stuff like that, and I'm always down there. So I'm in a lot of the situations where I can meet a lot of these guys,
mm-hmm.
and in some of them I have personal relationships with them. So I always carry a ball in my bag. And when I come across somebody interesting, I ask them to sign it.
Now,
so
Jesse
White is by far the best.
I don't know if you hear our show regularly, but if you heard the story, you'll know what I'm talking about from a week or so ago. If you're in an elevator with Jerry Seinfeld and you have that baseball, have him sign it. Don't hold it for one of the Illinois politicians.
do you have a single signed ball of yourself?
No, I do not.
Do it.
Yeah, that would be added to, if you're an elected official, that would be added to the collection.
You gotta do it, yeah.
I'm boring though on the scale of Illinois politics.
Well, who knows what your future might bring.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of that, Bill, we've gotta get you. Vince and I have, the two of us have signed a baseball, and Vince, you have the one that
all
three of us signed.
I have one with all three of us signed,
but
yes.
I want to send those two baseballs with one of the things that I send to Huggins and Scott. I'm going to send the two, Bill. You've got to sign them both and send one back to me, and then all three of us will have the three of us on a signed baseball.
Yeah, a Huggins Clemente Morgan signed
there
ball.
There you go.
Yeah. That's Hall of Fame. Just think, maybe we should have just signed our last name.
There you go. There you go.
All right, now. We need an opening for this, like a which ended higher. It's time for which ended higher, Vince. In the August Huggins and Scott auction, okay, going back to the basketball again. Okay, there's three basketball items. Oh, actually, they're not all basketball. Two of them are basketball, one's a baseball, but which ended higher? First one. 1986 Fleer basketball complete 132 card set with a PSA 9 Jordan rookie. Okay, that's the first one. Complete set. The cards are, I guess, are all very nice, but the Jordan is graded and it's graded PSA 9. A 1951 Bowman Mickey Mantle card.
Wow.
Graded SGC 5. And a 1969-70 Topps Lou Alcindor rookie card graded PSA 8. Lou Alcindor, of course, changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Which of those three ended higher?
Well, we have the wow factor of you putting the Jordan in the first spot. So just because it was in the first spot, I'm going to say it's not the highest. So that goes down to now the 51.
Okay.
I'm going to say the 51 Bowman.
Okay. Well, you were right that it wasn't the first one. So you were right there, but it wasn't the Mantle either.
The
Lou Alcindor rookie PSA 8, 8,600. The Mantle, 6,300. And the set with the Jordan, $7,600.
Okay. Well,
wow. Nice. I remember selling a real nice set to a couple about 25 years ago for $600, that 86 Fleer basketball set.
Wow.
And it was sharp,
really?
Out of packs. And I remember the wife going, are you sure we want to spend $600 on a basketball card set? Because really, yeah. Basketball at that time hadn't really taken off. Yeah, if they still have that baby, I hope they get them all graded, because that set was really nice. You know, and those stickers now, the Jordan stickers, if they're high grade from the 80s, oh my gosh, those are huge. All right, let's see, waiting online, we have Jim from Worth. What do you have there, Jim?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was 9 years old in 1969. My grandfather took my brother and I to our first Cubs game at Wrigley, and it happened to be Ernie Banks' bat day.
Ooh.
And we both still have our Louisville Slugger miniature bat, Ernie Banks.
Oh, now that's kind of neat. I haven't seen those sell, but Bill, does that ring a bell as something? 1969 Ernie Banks Bat Day mini bat.
Well, did you get it signed by Ernie over the years or no?
No, I didn't. But believe it or not, my grandfather remarried a lady from the Los Angeles area. They went to a lot of Cubs Dodgers games out there. And he got, it's funny you said that, my grandfather got a foul ball and he signed it. It was August 18, 1969. Good luck, Jim, Ernie Banks. And I loved it forever. I loved my grandfather. And after he passed, I went to have it authenticated and found out Ernie Banks never saw that ball.
Do you think your grandfather signed it, or maybe a clubhouse guy or something did, huh?
Yes, something like that. But I still love it. I still have it.
Yeah, it's still a neat. And it even had the date on it. Well, at least you had the date. You got to try to get that scorecard from that date. And
yeah,
see.
Exactly.
What do you think of the mini bat non-sign, though, Bill? Is that a few hundred bucks?
I would think, that could be a great Pete Crown item. You know.
Yeah, I think that would be good in Triple Crown. If you ever think you do want to sell it, I'll do some research, see if I've seen any that have sold, but that would be cool to have in there for sure.
All right, terrific.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. Ernie Banks bat from Bat Day. That would be really cool.
Very nice.
That would go real well with my good man, Ernie Banks' car.
He was such a good man. I mean, really.
I hear so many stories from people. They'll meet him somewhere. Like, one guy was just saying this week that he was on a flight with them where they, at like 3 a.m, Ernie's talking to everybody. You know, like as friendly as can be. If he was in public and people wanted to talk to him, he would take the time to talk to him.
I met him with my two daughters, and he asked us our names, and 10 minutes later, we ran into him again, and he remembered his names. He said to his chauffeur, yeah, this is Vince, and this is Katie, and this is Julie.
Wow,
he remembered our names.
That's
neat. It was just amazing.
Yeah, that is neat. Yeah, really cool. Bob from Chicago's on the line. What do you have there, Bob?
Hi, guys. Got a great show. I love it.
Thank you.
I have a memorabilia horror story, and I'll just go with the first one.
wait a minute. Okay, just to go with the horror story.
Exactly. Okay. When I was a young pup back in, like the early 60s, my dad used to go into a neighborhood tavern, and it was owned by this guy named Stanley Robo, who I believe was a scout, and he might have played briefly for the St. Louis Browns, okay?
Okay.
So he gave me a bat, okay, and the bat was Ernie Lombardo.
Lombardi.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ernie Lombardi. So I had the bat forever and ever. It was in my closet. And subsequently, I started to play softball, and we needed some bats. out there, and the name of our team was the Red Swordfish. So I spray painted the bat red. Okay? So then the bat got cracked, and I threw it in the garbage can. As time went on,
is there any other damage you could have done?
I was watching or whatever, and I hear this guy's a Hall of Fame catcher with a .305 batting average and all his stuff, and I was just curious as to what that bat would have been worth now. It was almost like a mahogany color. It was game used.
Oh my gosh. What do you think, Bill? An Ernie Lombardi game used bat?
Well, you're probably looking at, $1,000 to $5,000.
Oh, you're killing me.
Sorry, Bob.
You're killing me.
Okay, we'll say $50. How about that?
Oh, that's
in Philadelphia, it's $50, Bob. Poor Bob. Well, it's time for a short break. Bob's got to pick himself up off the floor. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, or you can tweet me a picture of an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and if we use it on the show, you get in the drawing for a box of 2016 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, taking your calls with questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. And we're giving away a 2016 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing also. Now, here's actually a question from Chris on Twitter. Do you see any future value in the Topps Now baseball cards? I actually kind of do. Yep. I think if the right card, like I know a few guys that are trying to collect any of the Cubs that come on there. I have those on my website, tcrowntom.com. Right now, there's a set that I think it goes for any of the teams that are in the playoffs. They have a 15-card team set, so the Cubs are one of these teams. And there's a link, you can see it on it's a direct from Topps link on tcrowntom.com. But I guess then any team that wins a playoff round, whatever that team is, they'll add one card to that team. So let's say the Cubs make it all the way to the World Series. I guess they'll add three cards then. Three additional Cub cards. Right. It's like $49 for that set. I could see that. Let's say the Cubs did win the World Series this year. I could see that being a really popular set. I mean, I could see
that. So the Topps Now, they put it on for what, 24 hours, 48
hours? The typical card is 24 hours.
And that's it.
And they'll have 3 to 5 in one day of just things that happened that day. Sometimes they'll have 200 cards. Sometimes they'll have a few thousand cards, depending on what the event is. Like, I think Ichiro's 3,000 hit, they had a lot of them that they made. But they only make as many as people order. And even they have other things. For instance, they had Hillary and Trump debate car. I looked this up. I don't know if this is right, but I think they only made 277.
Really?
Wow. 80 million people watched it and 277.
Not sure what that's saying, what the message is on that.
I don't know.
Momentarily running for president.
But anyway, yeah, I think, you know, they're kind of neat cards. Yep. I think there's
great idea from some Tops. Potential. Great idea from
it
Tops
really
to
is.
Do this.
Yeah, and then once in a while now they'll have signed ones. Or they'll have a relic card, like with an MLB authenticated piece of a base or
Very
bat
nice.
Or something like that in with the card. So I think it's actually a good deal. And I think it does have value potential. But on anything like that, if you like it, get it. Don't do it yep. just for value potential. But if you like it, then get it. Joel,
would they do a Tom Morgan one if he got a hole in one on a golf tournament?
They would. Yeah, I bet they would if I let them know and it was at a top sponsor. Did you ever, any of you guys ever, I came within about 6 inches one time of a
really?
Hole-in-one. I never got one. Did you ever get one?
Nope.
Yeah, Bill?
Nope. Closest I think was
Not
ever
yet.
Like 5 feet, you know.
I think but my sister, I wasn't with her, but I think my sister got a hole-in-one on a par three with a driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
I'll have to ask her, but I think
I
a
think
long
my
time...
mom got a hole in one also at par, you know,
really?
Niles Golf Course,
really?
Camo Shanter, where they used to play some of the professional golf things. So
I yep, think I got time. A let's see now on a par five, I hit a second shot that from the fairway that went in one time.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
Was it the hole you were shooting for, or was it one of the stray holes on the next
clear out, guys. Yeah, they were. I was shooting for number four, and this went in on number seven. Joel from Sycamore is on the line. What do you have there, Joel?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a Detroit Tigers fan living in the Chicagoland area, so every year I try to take my son to a game or two when the Tigers come to town. And about 2 years ago, we were sitting about five rows behind the Tigers' dugout, and my son was trying to get Miguel Cabrera's attention, and he kind of looked up and waved, and they waved back and forth. He called him down, and he actually took off his batting gloves and threw them directly to my son. And wow. All the while this is going on, I actually have the whole thing on video. But I thought it would be cool if Miguel Cabrera waved to my son or something, and so... He threw on the batting gloves, and the whole crowd cheered and everything. And I was just calling because, you know, he's got them in his room in a little shoe box. And if there was value to those.
That's good having the video with that, too. Now, what year was that?
It was 3 years ago.
Okay. That wasn't a Triple Crown year, was it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Boy, he's such a great hitter. I mean, he's, to me, a lock for the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's been the... He and Pujols have been the two best right-handed hitters for a long time.
What a great story.
Yeah, that really
it's
is.
Fantastic.
Now, Bill
That's
Huggins,
priceless,
let's say
know?
That ended up in a Huggins and Scott auction. How much does the video help, or does it help at all? And what do you think the value might be?
Well, the video would be a great asset to that thing. Did he sign either of the gloves for you?
He has not signed them. We've brought them back a couple times to games to maybe try to get them to sign. And we just haven't had the opportunity. My son's met him multiple times from spring training, going up to games in Minnesota. He signed his back with a small Cabrera jersey. Mm-hmm. We have a number of things signed by him, hats and things like that. And super nice guy, more than willing to sign for kids. And I mean, you've seen all the videotape of him working, you know, with kids and stuff.
Yeah, he seems
like if you got that signed, I would think they're probably in the pair of them could be. With the video and everything that shows, like, virtually impeccable provenance to him, you could be looking at, $200-$500, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. And I think the future's bright on that. Like I say, I think he's pretty much a lock for the Hall of Fame. You know, it seems like a lot of times, like, he plays first base, that you'll see the guy, somebody will get a hit beyond there, and they're always talking
yep,
to him.
Yep.
You know, I
yep.
think
right.
he seems to be liked in the whole league, too. Seems like a really good guy. That's neat.
So
I like that a lot.
My question for you was, is it something that I should, like, send away to get, like, authenticated, or is it just...
Well, you
Good
know
luck
it's authentic.
No, you got the best
yeah.
authentication
yeah.
with the video.
So
yeah,
if
yeah,
you were
sure.
ever going to sell it, like if you put it into a Huggins and Scott auction, they'd need to get it authenticated, but they'd get it cheaper than you would. So, and you know 100% it's real. So
right.
if you're not going to sell it, The only reason you'd want to do that, I guess, if you're going to keep it in your family, just so it gets done in case somewhere, you know, two generations from now, they know exactly what it is, keep the video with it, and then you have the history of it, and you have the authentication in case somebody down the road in your family wanted to sell it. But, yeah, that's very cool. Todd, Superman Todd, sent a picture of an item on Twitter. This is interesting. It's signed by Patrick McCaskey and Virginia McCaskey. It's football and faith, like the Ten Commandments of football, a letter. I don't know what year this was done. I can't really get it large enough to see that. But it's pretty interesting. Bill, do you think value with Virginia and Patrick McCaskey signed on there? Any value to that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe see where that leads to in the future. I don't know right today what its value would be.
Yeah, well, yeah. If they don't start winning, it's going to be negative value.
Can you read any of the commandments? Can you see one of them?
Yeah,
what's one of them? Or,
yeah.
I'm just curious if you had one to share.
Football is a wonderful game. There's blocking and tackling and much, much more. Be enthusiastic. And weddings, births, and vacations should take place during the off season.
There you go.
Things like that. So it's got some humor to it.
Sure.
I think that's another thing that might be more of a Chicago item. But yeah, I think I could see that selling if it's the signature's authenticated, maybe in $75, something like that in T Crown. So that's pretty cool. Next on the line, we have Bill from Lockport. Thanks for holding, Bill. What do you have?
Hey guys, good morning.
Hi.
Just an unusual circumstance. Back in the 80s, I worked for a golf company, and I guess with Arnie passing this week, you just sit there and sort of think about things. And back then, in 81 and 82, Dunross did the PGA Tour card.
Yeah.
And I worked for a company that allowed me to get into the locker rooms and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a ball company. And I have probably 90% of both year, the 81 and 82
Ooh.
Dunross cards autographed.
Nice.
But the uniqueness is, or I guess I should say, you know, there's some that are pen. I mean, they didn't have Sharpies in the locker room back then. I mean, they were real. I was working for the golf company where I actually, you know, had them autographed, never bought any of them. I was going to use them for my kids' college education someday, but they're up and gone. And I mean, do you think, first off, I guess it'd be two questions. One is, how do you get those authenticated with PGA Tour cards?
Well, that would be, Bill, why don't you handle that one? Let's say he sent them to you, to Huggins and Scott Auctions, to auction them for him. How would you proceed?
Yeah, those would, they'd be very easily authenticated. JSA authenticates a lot of golf stuff for us. Those sound like two great items. I mean, it may be something where we would run one of them one time, see how it did, and then maybe run the other one later on at a different auction. But I think those sets had about 75 to 100 cards in each one. If you've got 90% of them autographed with most of the big names in there, that could turn into a serious number.
Yeah.
Every big name autographed. I actually, at a later time, tried to get some of the unknowns. And I just, you know, where you try sending them out and have them autograph and send them back. And actually, none of them, to my knowledge, I don't think anybody has passed away on the list yet because Arnie wasn't there at the time. But you got, you know, Tom Watson, Fuzzy Zelig, Curtis Strange, Trevino, all of them, they were all in the locker rooms in those days, so I was able to get all of the top names who signed them.
So Arnold Palmer wasn't in that set, either of those?
No, not at that time.
Okay.
I don't believe he was.
Was Nicklaus?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have every Nicklaus, both his actual card and his statistical leader cards were all signed by Jack. I got everyone in the collection signed by him.
And the good part about that is nowadays when there's a set like that and they have packs, they'll have random autographs will be included in with the packs, but they didn't have that then, so there won't be a lot of those that have been signed. That could be really good.
I don't know. Was there Payne Stewart in that set?
You know what? No.
Yeah, that was before him, I think.
Yeah, that was before Payne.
Yeah, he was in, I think Arnie and Payne, what was it, in 1990 maybe? There was a golf set that I think those guys were in. I thought Arnie was in the 80 also, but I guess not. Yeah, did you ever meet Arnie and have experiences with him, like, really quick? Anything that stands out?
I met Arnie probably 6-7 times, and he absolutely the gentleman. You know, it's the one memory I have of him is in the locker room in the 1989 U.S. Senior Open at Medina. Being a young sales rep at the time, and at the time the senior tour was just budding, it really was just starting. The company rep sent me in there to do the locker room. When Arnie saw that the company rep didn't come to the open, he actually looked at me and said, "You know what? I worked for Max Fly at the time, guys," and he was playing the HD golf ball. And he said, "You know what?" He says, "If that guy can't come," he says, "get me Titleist. I'm going to play Titleist for this tournament." And here I am. I'm 25 years old, and I think I just lost my job, and I just lost the king. And there were no cell phones. You were working out of a locker room with a payphone. And my God, I called the company and found out just a short time later he was just having fun and busting my chops. And so I saw him years later at a function, and I said, "You remember that?" And all he did was smile. He just gave me that smile. I said, "Nope, I don't remember any of that." I'll tell you what, I believe he did.
Oh, that's a great story. Thanks, Bill.
He's a little bit of a prankster.
Yeah, that's for sure. Carl from LaPorte, Indiana is on the line. What's up?
Hey, I called earlier in the year, and you guys gave me an answer for a Notre Dame Heisman signed ball by all the Heisman Trophy winners from Notre Dame, and then on my cell phone, I got disconnected, so I never did find out what it was worth.
Oh, so have you run one of those balls, Bill?
Gosh, you know, I want to say we did. I don't remember when or what it got, but how many, what is there, like 5 or 6 of them on there?
Seven. There were seven Heisman.
Yeah.
And I personally got the autograph from all of them.
Good.
I'm thinking that's got to be a $300 to $700 ball on its best and worst day.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you might be surprised in an auction that might do real well. We have time for one more quick one here. Sorry for people who are waiting, maybe. And next week we're off, but maybe 2 weeks from now you can get on with us. Chip from Villa Park, real quick, Chip, what's your question?
My question is, I was at an auction last night where items were signed by, for example, Bobby Hull. But you see something that just had Bobby Hull on it, but another thing would have Bobby Hull, HOF in the year. Is it standard for athletes that are in the Hall of Fame to make it, to know that they did actually sign it by putting the HOF if they are in there?
Typically they'll actually charge extra at a show for that. It does help the value of an item if they do it, but they don't have to, you know, but that's an inscription that does help the value. So it doesn't hurt when they do it. You can be happy when they do it. Vince, time for the
drawing.
This
week's winner is Angelo from Arlington Heights. So Angelo, email me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com, and I'll deliver to your door free of charge.
Very good. Now, don't forget, there's no show next week. We're taking 1 week off. We'll be back 2 weeks from now at our regular time, 7 to 8. Jeff Miller and his fantasy football show are up next. They're on every Sunday from 8 to 9. Check out HugginsandScott.com. The previews are up for the bidding begins October 31st for the October-November auction. And then check out TCrownTom.com at your convenience. Have a great week.